A reading from Genesis 39, verses 1 through 23. Now Joseph was taken down to Egypt, and Potiphar, an officer of Pharaoh, the captain of the guard, an Egyptian, bought him from the Ishmaelites who had brought him down there. The Lord was with Joseph, and he became a successful man. He was in the house of his Egyptian master. His master saw that the Lord was with him, and that the Lord caused all that he did to prosper in his hands. So Joseph found favor in his sight and attended him. He made him overseer of his house and put him in charge of all that he had. From the time that he made him overseer in his house and over all that he had, the Lord blessed the Egyptian's house for Joseph's sake. The blessing of the Lord was on all that he had in house and field. So he left all that he had in Joseph's charge. And with him there, he had no concern for anything but the food that he ate. Now Joseph was handsome and good-looking. And after a time, his master's wife cast her eyes on Joseph and said, "Lie with me." But he refused and said to his master's wife, "Look, with me here, my master has no concern about anything in the house, and he has put everything that he has in my hand. He is not greater in this house than I am, nor has he kept back anything from me except yourself, because you are his wife. How then could I do this great wickedness and sin against God?" And although she spoke to Joseph day after day, he would not consent to lie beside her or to be with her. One day, however, when he went into the house to do his work, and while no one else was in the house, she caught hold of his garment, saying, "Lie with me." But he left his garment in her hand and fled and ran outside. When she saw that he had left his garment in her hand and had fled outside, she called out to the members of her household and said to them, "See, my husband has brought among us a Hebrew to insult us. He came in to me to lie with me, and I cried out with a loud voice. And when he heard me raise my voice and cry out, he left his garment beside me and fled outside." Then she kept his garment by her until his master came home, and she told him the same story, saying, "The Hebrew servant whom you have brought among us came in to me to insult me. But as soon as I raised my voice and cried out, he left his garment beside me and fled outside." When his master heard the words that his wife spoke to him, saying, "This is the way your servant treated me," he became enraged. And Joseph's master took him and put him into the prison, the place where the king's prisoners were confined. He remained there in prison. But the Lord was with Joseph and showed him steadfast love. He gave him favor in the sight of the chief jailer. The chief jailer committed to Joseph's care all the prisoners who were in the prison, and whatever was done there, he was the one who did it. The chief jailer paid no heed to anything that was in Joseph's care, because the Lord was with him, and whatever he did, the Lord made it prosper. May God add understanding to our hearing of these words. Thanks be to God. I'm sure that most graduation speeches are fairly forgettable. But there's one that I will remember for the rest of my life. When I graduated from Great Falls High School in Great Falls, Montana, the student body choice for graduation speaker was Brian Johnson, an outstanding musician, successful debater, and an all-around nice guy. Brian was also a friend of mine and a participant in our church's youth group. Because of that, I knew more than most about the trials of his high school years. Getting out of a bad home situation and couch surfing for a period of time, then eventually raising the money that it would take to hire a lawyer, go before a judge, and legally change his name in an act of self-definition and self-preservation. So I remember well Brian's speech on our graduation weekend. I remember the staccato tapping of a wooden stick on a talking drum that he used to frame his message at beginning and end.
I remember the audience of hundreds there paying rapt attention to each word and the silence in between them. Most of all, I remember the illumination inside of me when Brian said that character is not so much who you are when everyone is watching, but who you are when no one is watching. That comment about character comes to mind when I think about this biblical figure, Joseph. Last week we heard about God's call to Abram and Sarai, telling them to go from their country and kin to a new land, one promised by God. When God says, "You will be my people, and I will be your God," it wasn't a once and done thing. It wasn't a covenant once and for a certain period of time, but it was a timeless commitment to relationship, not only with Abram and Sarai, but with their descendants also. Because Abram and Sarai followed God's lead and went to that land, today we glimpse how God's covenant endures generations later through their great-grandson, Joseph. Throughout 12 chapters at the end of Genesis, which is an enchanting little novel that tells Joseph's story, we see that he wasn't a perfect human being either. We see him as a cocky youngster whose dreams of grandeur get him in trouble. And later as an Egyptian prince, when he's using his power to play tricks on his brothers who come to him seeking help and mercy. But even with these flaws, Joseph's character hews towards righteousness. God's covenant with Noah, that we heard about 2 weeks ago, to preserve life. Then with Abram and Sarai to be their God and the God of their descendants, becomes God's durable and persistent covenant with Joseph through a lifetime of the man's ups and downs. Because having God's covenant is no promise of easy living. Do you know what I mean? Joseph is betrayed by those jealous brothers, then sold into slavery and shipped off to Egypt. He bounces back from that calamity and rises to become the head household servant for Potiphar, his prominent and wealthy Egyptian master. But then Joseph has one of the many Me Too moments in Scripture. And this is one of the few cases where the charges are false. Potiphar's wife frames Joseph for sexual assault. And despite ample examples of the servant's honorable character, Potiphar throws Joseph in prison, where he faces likely execution. All the hard work and dedication that Joseph has shown over many years crumbles to nothing as the jail cell closes shut behind him. Living under the covenant of God's loving presence does not mean that there will never be hardship. It doesn't mean that there will be no life-threatening storms or that your toast will always fall butter side up. But it does mean, in the words of the UCC's Statement of Faith, courage in the struggle for justice and peace and God's presence in trial and rejoicing. God's promise is not measured in fortunes, be they money or circumstances. God's covenant is revealed in the human ability to persevere in the face of wrong and to overcome the obstacles of injustice. We see that several times in Joseph's story, including here in the Genesis passage for today. We read that the Lord was with Joseph and showed him steadfast love, according to verse 21. And mind you, that's when Joseph was in prison. This is how we're to understand the beginning of the story too, where we read that God caused all that Joseph did to prosper in his hands. And again at the end when we hear that whatever he did, the Lord made it prosper. A quick reading of this might suggest that God's favor equals worldly success and material prosperity. Indeed, there's a whole strain of flawed Christian theology which says this. The so-called prosperity gospel suggests that wealth is the measure of how much God loves you, or how much God is pleased with you and your life. To that end, there are television preachers who will take your money, buy themselves private jets, and tell you this is what God's love looks like. Have you heard of this? Yeah. But check your wallet, check their motives, and you'll find that something is missing. Recognize the difference in today's scripture with Joseph. He indeed is blessed, but God's covenant doesn't come with guaranteed good fortune. Rather, the covenant is within a person, as a character of righteousness. We see this in the private conversation so humorously described for us between Joseph and Potiphar's wife. Joseph recognizes that what he has is because of God's blessing. God has blessed him and shown him kindness. He understands his duty to put his success in the service of others. Above all, his relationship to God requires that he not take advantage of divine favor by indulging in what would be a selfish motive. He names such an abuse for what it is: sin, sinful trespass. Perhaps Joseph realizes the jeopardy that resisting injustice, pushing her away, puts him in. Yet he nevertheless states his claim in the same manner as Martin Luther would millennia later: "Here I stand, I cannot do any other. So help me God." This is what my friend Brian means by character, revealed not just in public, but also in such private moments. So, people of God, we are similarly held ourselves as faithful descendants through the promise to Abram and to all the world. We are ourselves inheritors of the covenant of God's favor. Today and every day, we'll bring our own opportunities to receive and respond to that kind of covenant. Will we lament misfortunes, or think that God must not love us when we find ourselves facing injustice or doing our own version of unmerited prison time, whatever that is? To do so would suggest that the prosperity gospelers are right, and God's favor is measured by fortunes alone. Or rather, will we call upon our inward character, like Joseph, seeking justice and righteousness even in the face of sin, using what privilege we have in the service of others, pouring out the gifts that God has given us to better others, like Joseph did with Potiphar? Will our speech and action, in public and in private, cooperate with the enduring covenant of God's character growing within us, forming us more and more fully into the image of God, so that when we go from this place, we extend mercy and justice to all in Jesus' name? May it be so. Amen.